This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As tends to happen when big deals like this are announced, the acquisitioner lost ground today. Verizon off about a 3% plus or minus. The acquisitionee, however, went on a tear. AOL rose a bit more than 18% in trading today. The broader markets, they just about broke even. But forget stocks for a minute, would you? And let's talk about what really matters here, everybody. Bonds. The usually reliably boring bond market has been distinctly unboring of late. What began in German Bunds a week or two ago has arrived at the U.S. Treasury market. Prices are way down, which means yields, that is, interest rates, are up. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes it from there.
You know how some people would be thrilled if their friends threw them a surprise party, but lots of others would be less than thrilled? Guess which type the bond market is.
The bond market doesn't like surprises.
Brian Railing is with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute, and he says the host responsible for the surprise likely has a German accent.
We saw Germany really start to move higher in interest rates, almost a 0.5% move, which is a big move in bond world. And that's really what's moved U.S. rates higher.
High interest rates in Europe impact our rates here. And not just the bond market, says Guy Leba, chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott.
So a bank, for example, can go out there and buy a bond, or they can make a mortgage loan. And if the returns they get on bonds are higher, because interest rates have risen, they're going to require a higher interest rate on that same mortgage loan.
We could list a whole conga line of ramifications.
Oh, yes, this surprise party has a conga line. Marion Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management. She says in addition to mortgage rates,
car loans, less sensitive than mortgage rates, but certainly will drift up. Any type of consumer loan or line of credit that you may have that you're thinking about using a portion of, those rates would go up.
Cohen doesn't think we'll see big rate increases, but lots of the economy is counting on low interest rates. On the flip side, higher interest rates mean it's a decent time to buy bonds. They'll offer more income now. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Here's a bond market number of note today. The yield on the 10-year Treasury sits this Tuesday, and remember, it starts from a low base at 2.25%. That is the highest the yield there has been since last year. We'll have the rest of the details when we do the numbers.